Welcome back to Consider This. Melissa and Sharad here with you. Now, last Saturday, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad called out US President Donald Trump and asked him to resign over his Middle East peace plan. He had also appealed to the American voters to make a better decision in this year's presidential election. In response to that, the US Embassy in Malaysia had expressed its disappointment over the Prime Minister's remarks, saying that it was not in the constructive spirit that had served as a long-standing foundation between both countries. To discuss this further, we have Oh Isan Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs on the line. Isan, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, what do you make of Mahathir's comments on Trump and how it's been received?
Well, diplomacy, much like freedom of expression, as you discussed just now, often comes with a price. Well, sometimes, for example, our Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir, is very eloquent and very opinionated when it comes to international affairs. And when he sees things happening internationally, even though it might not happen in this region, that he doesn't quite like, very often he will voice out. And this is one such case. Apparently, Dr. Mahathir doesn't quite like the latest American Middle East plan, peace plan, and therefore he voiced out very vociferously, calling for the President Trump to step down and so on. And of course, the U.S. Embassy in this case did not take it quite kindly, and and they issued a statement regretting such remarks. So, well, diplomacy comes with a price. When you say or do something, often you will have to pay the price.
Yes, Isan, but this question is, who is paying the price for Dr. Mahathir's bravado? Party members for Bersatu have, lauded the Prime Minister's statement. They called it brave and principled. And in fact, they said they were disappointed. The US Embassy was disappointed. I mean, we have these kinds of outpourings, but on a very domestic level, right? The question is, do businesses, Malaysian businesses that have to export to these countries, whether it's the US or whether it's India, are they going to take the brunt of the consequences of Dr. Mahathir's honest speaking to, to world powers? What should the Prime Minister be thinking when he makes these remarks?
Well, the Dr. Mahathir is a very experienced politician, and in this case, even though there is a price to be paid, but I think he must have calculated that it is not a very high price to pay for at least two reasons. Number one, I think internationally, there are mixed reactions to this peace plan. There are some, like Israel, for example, and some Middle Eastern countries who are for it, but there is also a large portion of the international community who are against it. So Dr. Mahathir make that calculation that perhaps he would like to stand with a large portion of the international community. And secondly, we are a very close trading partner of the United States, so close that I don't think the United States would actually sanction or embargo us over such remarks, serious that it might be. So it is a calculated move, but at the end of the day, there's a price to be paid, but it will be only like a slap on the hand.
But Isan, let's talk about the actual remark. Calling for the President of the United States to step down, or calling for the American voter to vote Trump out, that was the underlying message he had. What is the value of that? How productive is that to move the peace plan or the Middle East issue forward? Is that the kind of intervention that countries can make? Is it just call for the resignation? What about, providing alternatives, trying to find an honest broker in this thing, in the tensions of the Middle East? I mean, surely calling on the resignation is kind of, not very productive.
Well, number one, President Trump just survived an impeachment process. And I think he has emerged with very high popularity rating. So it's very unlikely that American voters are going to reject him in the coming American presidential election, nor is he very inclined towards resigning the presidency. But on your second point, nowadays, I think on the Israeli-Palestinian issue, it is indeed very difficult to find, as you mentioned, an honest broker, in the sense that our countries are very often forced to choose one side or the other. It is very different. It's very difficult to find a neutral party that could, in a sense, mediate between the Israelis and the Palestinians. So while it is not very productive to make such remarks, there's scarcely anything else that a medium-sized country like Malaysia could do in this respect.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Isan, and sharing your insights on this matter. Let's cross now to Bun Negara, Senior Fellow at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies, or better known as ISIS. Bun, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Now, what do you think are some of the assumptions that observers are making about Malaysia's foreign policy at this point in time?
Well, I think observers tend to read too much into things. It's refreshing for many people that, national leaders can be forthcoming and forthright. Yeah? That is to be transparent and clear about where countries stand. And, diplomats do appreciate that. You know, recently I've talked to a number of foreign diplomats, and they agree that, it's good for a country like Malaysia to be clear about its stand and, not say double language or, hide behind, diplomatic statements, which basically is the work of diplomats. The role of political leaders is to be clear about a country's position, and it works better in terms of both self-respect as well as for clarity in relations with other countries.
Bun, the question of, Malaysia, as has been said many times, that Malaysia kind of punches above its weight when it comes to international issues, partly because of the reputation of Dr. Mahathir Mohamad as a kind of a maverick, a man who speaks his mind and so on and so forth. But is there a price to be paid for this kind of approach to foreign policy? Would it be better for Malaysia to take a much more realist position, considering it's a small to medium-sized power and, with very little heft? Couldn't it, or should it, in fact, play a much more conciliatory role, a working behind the scenes and so forth?
Well, it depends on what you mean by realistic. To me, realistic is to be, honest and open in your position. And, it's nothing malicious and nothing mischievous. And I think, people, when they think about it, they do understand and appreciate that. It's better than the alternatives. And what are the alternatives? Let's face it. Alternatives is to hide your position. And that's not going to be useful and helpful. As you say, have double talk. Is that going to help? I don't think so. It never has. So I think, if you spell your position clearly on important matters, and that's honesty, and that's good.
Right.
It's for diplomats to sort of interpret things, and if they are smart and realistic, as you say, they would interpret it in a very pragmatic way.
Right, but so on that note, then, how do you think the world views these recent diplomatic moves that Malaysia has made? I mean, we're not just talking about the comments on Trump, but also Tun Dr. Mahathir's comments about India, the KL summit, and the position it's taking with Pakistan and all that. So, how do you think the wider world views Malaysia's diplomatic moves recently?
Well, not as much or as seriously apparently as many Malaysians do. We tend to be very critical and self-critical, which is good in some ways, but at the same time, must realize that the rest of the world, including the countries involved, are not so heated about it. Take, for example, the issue about India. Well, India has passed a number of controversial laws, and it's not commented only in Malaysia, it's commented all over the world, in the international media. The most critical comments about India's policies are coming from India itself. So, what are we talking about here?
So, finally, but help us understand, when we, as ordinary citizens or people in the public, look at these maneuvers or these moves or these gestures, what should we keep in mind? What do you think is most important for us to keep to consider when we look at government policy in terms of international relations?
Well, as I say, avoid complication, aim for clarity, and be honest. And I think people do appreciate that, and whether or not, diplomatically they're happy about it, that's another matter. What is important is that there is no malice, there's no mischief involved, and, it is honesty and openness And I think, you know, if other countries don't respond accordingly, then that'd be good. Mature countries do accept this, and I think especially countries which value freedom of speech.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Boon. Now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on Consider This, so don't go anywhere.